Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Questions for John Jansen, advice, guidance, all of it. Heather, you want to start us out?
I'll start, yeah. This one is the movie theater issue. Dear John, I went to the Wicked movie with my wife and two daughters. They're 9 and 11. Warning, it's in nearly 3 hours if anyone else is going. And John, if you didn't know, it's a musical, which is not my thing, but it was a family outing and I actually thought it was all right. Well, during the show, both my daughters started singing along during some of the songs. When I got up to use the bathroom, a theater staffer asked me if I could tell my girls to refrain from doing that because it's disruptive. I apologized and said something to them when I sat back down, but my wife was upset. She felt like it was harmless and part of being at a musical movie. She thinks I shouldn't have corrected them at all. Was I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, if that guy has a problem with it, you go tell him. I mean, it is a musical. I know this has been, I've heard this on the news, right? Mm-hmm. There are actual showing times where they encourage the singing, and there's other times where they say, hey, we don't want people to be singing along.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Now, if you're going one that has the asterisk next to it that says, this is not a sing-along, please be quiet. If you go into it knowing that, then I think you should respect that, you know, those parameters. If you go into it knowing that there are going to be singing, but you don't want to hear it, then don't go to that one. Like, I think there's different ones that you can go to. But if it's just a random one, it's not delineated. Hey, if you're going to sing along, if you know the song, go for it. I don't care.
I think I would care a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's the same as somebody it's not the same as somebody talking during a movie because clearly they're using different words during but if I'm there, I'm there to see the film. I want to hear Ariana Grande sing. I want to hear their performance, not the person sitting next to me. I don't think it's wrong for the dad to say something to the kids by any means, but I
what if you go to a funny movie and people keep laughing? You're like, oh, it's funny, but I want to hear people laugh.
Yeah, but they don't laugh the whole time. They all chuckle and then
I get dirty looks because I laugh at some weird times. Like when something I think is weird or I laugh out loud and my wife will literally look at me and be like, I can't believe you just did that.
That's okay. I mean, I would probably do the same thing as Lisa.
Yeah.
Side eye. What the
really?
Heck, man?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But the laughing doesn't last.
Yeah, you shouldn't be singing unless it's one of those screenings where
I didn't know
encouraged.
That. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a big deal. I'm not going to go see it, nor do I. I wouldn't be one singing along, but I wouldn't be offended if somebody did.
This next one is a Christmas dilemma. Dear John, this year for Christmas, my husband and I decided to not get each other gifts. Money's tight. We're prioritizing the kids. I know women sometimes say they don't want something, but I actually mean it. My fear is he won't believe me. He'll get me something anyway, and I will be there empty-handed. Do I break the agreement? What if he honors it? And then I make him feel bad. My current plan is to stick to our agreement. If he gets me something, my backup plan is to reward him with some time on the naughty list.
Oh.
Is that a good plan?
Yeah. 100%. That covers up everything that might go wrong in a day.
Yeah, why can't... Okay, I always think you have to... You cannot show up to an event empty-handed. Like, even if we agreed, even if Colin and I
home,
said...
right? So you're not showing up to an
husband
event.
And wife.
Yeah.
To me, though, Christmas Day is still an event in my house, in the living room. Like, even if we said, hey, we're not going to do gifts, I still would feel weird not having something for Colin to open. There's things you can do where you don't need to spend money. And it could, if this is what she'd like to reward him with, she could do, I know it's cheesy, but do one of those little coupon books.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for no money spent, but still something for him to open.
Yeah, with no expiration date.
Exactly.
Don't show up empty handed.
Well, but okay, here's the backup plan. Because we've kind of done this before where, and I know she's going to get something, is you get something, but you don't have it under the tree. And then if she presents you with a gift, then you say, well, you know what? I was going to surprise you with this later. No, it's not that, but it's, and then you go get it. And if she follows through and doesn't get you something, you keep the receipt and you just return it.
You always have a gift. Always have something to open.
Yeah, something ready, but you don't have to.
All right, the next one is hiring family. Dear John, I quit my job to start a data analytics company 2 years ago, and it is now booming. I'm really happy, and money isn't a concern anymore for me and my wife, who both come from poor backgrounds. We've been hiring for marketing, HR, and social media manager roles as the company is growing so fast, and my aunt is trying to get me to hire my cousin. I wasn't really sure I want to because my cousin has no marketable skills, at least in this industry. He's worked in restaurants a bit, but no skills for what we need and no tech knowledge. I could technically train him on a junior position, but the bigger problem is how he got fired from his last job. He worked for a family friend and got fired because he said some racist stuff to a coworker.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know the whole story, and the family friend no longer talks to us. My wife doesn't want me to risk the company's reputation, and I agree with her. Are we being unfair or callous? Is hiring family a bad idea?
It's a bad deal, especially in this situation. The answer is absolutely no. And that's an easy one to say, okay, well, you know, interview the aunt. Why did he get fired? All right. Well, he spewed racist comments. No, I can't have that in our work environment. Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if he has
not.
No skill, even without that, he has no skills.
And there's your excuse. If you feel like this is going to be awkward, it's a family, what do I say? That's your out. Hey, I'm sorry. We're really looking for somebody who has experience in this, this, and this. And clearly the guy would know, oh, that's not me. I mean,
the reason we're successful is because we don't hire bums like you.
Well, you don't need to say it like that.
You're saying it without saying it. And that's the other key here, too, is if you hire family, it's an awkward thing if you have to ever have to discipline them or punish them or fire them.
Okay, down the road. All right, if it doesn't work out, or you did the solid, but are you supposed to just completely keep them on as a freeloader for the rest of the time? Because it becomes even more awkward than when you fire them.
Yeah, mixing business and family is a tough one.
So next one says, pressure at work. Dear John, I work at a high-pressure job at one of the top firms in the country. I inherited a great situation, but I just haven't been measuring up. 4 straight years I've failed to deliver in some of our company's biggest moments. It's causing me to feel insecure, and admittedly, I'm in my own head. My pride was challenged, and I feel like I've gone too far trying to prove I can do it, quote, the right way. What should I do to finally be successful? Ryan in Columbus.
Find a less pressure job. You may be asked to, but if the pressure is getting to you, the pressure is getting to your family. You've made a lot of money. You've been very successful in a lot of different ways. There are other jobs available.
That's amazing. That's good advice. I do think, you know, maybe it's just not the right fit for you, and that's okay. There's different fits for different people and skill sets, and this is clearly a job that maybe it's just too big for you.
I don't know. I mean, I think the question then becomes, has Ryan just been broken?
Like, it sounds broken.
So does this then, if he takes another job, does this transfer to whatever quote-unquote rival that is? Now, there's different levels where the rivals aren't as fierce. You could go to the NFL game, and I know there's Cowboys, Commanders,
play caller,
there's rival, but again, even at that level, the rivalries aren't as pressure packed.
Yes. Yeah, Ryan, I think you're in a real tough spot.
Yes, or just hire somebody and actually let them do their. I think if you surround yourself
with better people.
Yeah, if you had a guy that you hired, say a Chip, let Chip do his job and do what he was hired to do. You don't have to interfere and say, no, we want to do it this way because we just want to prove something.
And that is this week's Dear John. It's 97.1.